Hello, gentlemen. Adequate notice of this meeting, November 26, 2018, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 2, 2018, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was mailed to the Times and the Asbury Park Press. We come next to oath of office, and we like Luke so much, we're going to swear him in two meetings in a row.
And a lot of time when he's doing.
Okay, so Luke Dermody is taking a term of office for 1 year. It's the unexpired term of mine. And so it begins 11/26/18 and goes to December 31st of 2019.
Okay. Luke.
And Luke, I just want to tell you that you'll be sworn in again in January.
No, he'll cover. He'll go right until December
31st. Okay. Can he do
I'll
it,
train
though?
You.
Can he do it again, though? Because his parents will come at reorg.
Oh, no. It's
okay?
Fine. Trust
you
me,
sure?
It's fine.
Okay.
I've never had anyone ask that to
okay.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Okay, so Luke, please stand and repeat after me. Raise your right hand. I, Luke Dermody, do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
To the same.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people. And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
Of the office of Roosevelt Borough Council.
According to the best of my ability.
Okay. Congratulations.
Again.
Contact phone number and an email.
Sure.
Until we set things up. Okay.
Anna gave me the town email. Do you want me to?
Oh, did she do
that
already?
Yeah, I have that. You want a personal email too? Or?
Yeah, just in case. And your signature on that.
Okay. And next we come to Lou Esikoff. Lou, is this your second or third time on the council?
Third.
That's what I thought. When did you move here?
1961.
So, third go around. And you're taking the.
What?
Hey. Hey. You're taking
I have your sympathy, right?
You're taking the 2-year unexpired term of Maureen Parrott, begins tonight and ends
tomorrow.
2020.
Yeah, December 31st of 2020.
Promised me.
Okay, raise your right hand. I, Louis Esikoff. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or swear. Go ahead.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
To the same. And to the governments. Established in the United States. And in this state. Under the authority of the people. And that I will faithfully. Impartially.
And partially.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
Of the office of Roosevelt Borough Council.
According to the best of my ability.
Okay, congratulations.
Three times the charm, Liv.
What?
Three times is the charm.
Yeah?
Just signature and complete that, and then your phone number and
email,
and then we'll set you up with a borough email. Okay, so now I can do roll call.
My pleasure, thank you.
All right, roll call. Mr. Bowen?
Here.
Mr. Dermody?
Here.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
California.
He's absent. Ms. Sheehan?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay.
Okay, So I just wanted to say, well, I hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving. And because we just have two more meetings until the end of the year, and then there'll be a slight shift. Cody Parker is not at the table tonight because it's very complicated with how many changes there were in the last few years. And so with taking unexpired seats and being elected, however it all works, Cody was filling my seat?
Your seat.
My seat until, which went until the general election of this year. So in January, he begins filling Deirdre's seat because Deirdre chose not to run again. So Cody won't be here for tonight or the two meetings in December, and then he'll be sworn in January for Deirdre's seat. So if you're wondering why he's not at the table, I hope that explains it. And also, I wanted to commend Dave Curtis, who I'm sure will be embarrassed. But luckily, because my son, who's home for a visit, and Dave and myself are all night people, my son walked in at about 10 of 2 on Saturday night, was it? Yeah, because yesterday was Sunday. Yeah, Saturday night. Anyway, he said, Mom, did you get any calls? And I said, about what? And he said, there's a huge tree completely across Homestead Lane. He said, it's really bad. It was pouring then. It was freezing. So I jumped in the car with him and his new wife, and we ran down. And in all the years I've been here, I really never saw a tree just kind of explode like that. It was uprooted. It was all on Homestead Lane, all over like Monteleone and Jackie's lawn. And went across the street. There were huge, the base of it was just gigantic, and there were huge branches and with trunks almost, and then medium-sized branches down to little tiny twigs. It was such a mess. I took a lot of photographs and a video, but it was so dark and raining. Anyway, I texted Dave at 2:00, and he said, "I'll be there in 10 minutes." And then he worked for hours with a handsaw and a rake. And his hands, and I was there the whole time with him, except that I was in my nice, warm, dry car, just watching him. Yeah. It was horrendous. And he worked.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah, and then he worked for about 3 hours that night, and then went back the next morning to finish up. So there's still some junk on the very sides. And he went and got the cones to warn drivers. Luckily, no one was out then because. First of all, once it had fallen, if someone was driving and wasn't paying attention, it was so dark, they might have like just driven right into it. Not to mention how really lucky we were, because that just could have crashed down on a house, Jackie's car, someone walking a dog, anything. It was potentially just a really dangerous situation, but it didn't hurt anyone or anything, except probably Dave's back. And he really did a remarkable job. So I just want to thank him publicly.
Yeah, Dave. You're the man.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky that he's a night person.
So. I see him in the daytime.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he sleeps much. Okay, so we come to public comment on agenda items only. Does anyone have anything they'd like to say about the agenda? Concerning the agenda? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 7:21. Right on. Okay. There being none, close the public portion on the agenda at 7:21. We'll come to approval of minutes. The minutes from November 13th, 2018, regular session minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
I wasn't here.
Yeah, you can. Make the motion.
Motion to approve.
Second?
I will second.
Thank God. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essicaw?
Abstain.
Ms. Sheehan?
Abstain.
Mr. Trammell?
Abstain.
Wait, I have no one?
No, because no one was here, remember?
Yeah.
I I know, but I only have two.
Just approve the likely to with the minutes when it's like 2 years ago. Just approve.
They acknowledge
that you've been presented the minutes by the clerk.
Oh.
And
yeah.
then you can keep them under the government retention law like we've done with the missing minutes in the past. Mm-hmm.
So
otherwise,
I don't think you have
sufficient votes.
Yeah.
Well,
they
have to change
like
their votes.
From last year to year before last
year. So instead of the motion accepting minutes, you're just acknowledging that you received them from the clerk that she represented, that she prepared them based upon the recording. Because we're not going to have enough votes.
Okay. So how do we start over?
The motion to the effect of what I just said.
Okay. Motion to the effect that you will be voting on just the fact that you're accepting the minutes from the clerk as they are.
Okay.
Not that you've personally...
So that's a resolution or a motion or a motion?
Yeah, you make
yes.
a motion
yeah.
to accept the minutes.
Okay.
So I'm going to
vote. Motion?
I need another motion to accept the minutes presented by the clerk.
I'll move that we accept the minutes presented by the clerk.
A second.
Okay. And now it's going to be Mr. Bowen.
Yes.
Mr. Dermody.
Yes.
Cancel. Mr. Esikoff.
Abstain.
Ms. Sheehan.
Abstain.
No. Oh, all you're doing is saying that these are the minutes that the clerk's presented.
All right. Yeah.
It doesn't require you to review or acceptance because you can't physically do that with the people that are ever going to be here, really.
That's fine. Mr. Dermel?
Well, you've got to deal with the clerk then, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so now they're good. Okay.
Resolutions. We have Resolution 18-142, Payment of Bills. Do I have a motion?
I move we pay the bills.
Have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Abstain.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yep.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
142 passes. All right, we come to reports of committee chairs. Whose administration?
There, we have no one.
Right. It was Maureen. Okay.
At either the next meeting, we can put that on as a resolution to find out.
You know what? So Mike's not here. We don't have it. How about if we just dispense with committee reports tonight?
Right.
Yeah. Let's just dispense with committee reports tonight.
Okay.
Reports of borough officials.
Can we just move to do that?
What? Oh, you need to move?
Yeah. Just
okay.
Because people are giving up their right to talk.
Okay. Do I have a motion to dispense with committee reports tonight?
So moved.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Can we do all in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Opposed?
Opposed? Not everyone here said aye.
Okay.
Okay. Mike, did you have something? Okay. Michael? No.
Okay. I'm Michael Tickton, Environmental Commission Chair. I just wanted to report that now it's a matter of record in the county clerk's office that the property, 4-acre property owned by Kim Dexheimer, has now been acquired as part of the county park.
Good.
So we already have one of probably about the highest percentage of our land in public ownership is open space of anything outside of the Pine Barrens.
Wow,
but,
really?
I think that's probably true, yeah.
Wow.
That was a percentage.
Yeah.
If you look at the map, well, you know, we have your map there, the open space map, you see everything that's, you know, that's between the state land and the municipal land and the county land.
So it says 4 acres, it's that long driveway going
The thing with the long driveway is, but the long driveway already belonged to the county.
Okay.
But the 4 acres in the back, the house in the back, presumably they'll demolish the house. They don't want the house.
Has so that cleared all the cars and things?
Yeah. They wouldn't take it till the cars were cleared. And then it was held up for about a year, I think, because they wouldn't get rid of a boat that was there. I think they finally got the boat, must have gotten rid of the boat.
Okay.
So then next they'll get rid of the house.
Hmm. But Roosevelt's worked really hard to acquire all this public land and preserve farmland.
The fund for Roosevelt, yeah, right, but that's the county.
Well, I mean, just in general.
Oh, yeah, you know, we've certainly supported it. Supported everything.
Who handles the fund for Roosevelt?
I'm sorry?
Who handles the fund for Roosevelt?
Well, I'm actually the president of it now, but I'm one of the members of it.
Okay.
You know, it's a 7-member board.
Okay.
Yeah. But that what the fund for Roosevelt did was provided the interim funding to allow some of the farmland to take advantage of the state farmland acquisition program, where they put the state through the county with state funds, the county agricultural board purchased the development rights to a lot of these properties.
Right.
So like four properties that that was done with.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, old business, resolution 18-137, authorizing transfer of appropriations for 2018.
So moved, 18-137, transfer of funds.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Absent, Mr. Essikoff?
Abstain.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so I got I needed four votes, and I got four votes, so that passed.
Good. New business, use of the Barrel Hall, Roosevelt First Aid Squad wants the Barrel Hall for training on December 2nd and December 9th from 7 to 9.
I'll move that we allow that being used by the First Aid Squad.
Second?
I'll second.
We can do all in favor.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. So, do we need a closed session, Councilor?
Wait, you skipped over public comment.
You know, a minute ago I looked at it and I said, never mind. Public comment? Do I have anyone like to come to the mic?
I'm going to open it at 7:29 p.m. I'm not opening it. You're opening it. Sorry.
Fine.
We trust the
kids. Anyone? Okay, we're going to close the public comment at 7:29. I told you. Like, it's getting us out of here tonight.
No. Okay.
What?
No closed.
No,
right?
No closed session.
No.
Yeah.
You can, matter of fact, can you put this on for next time? Then?
Sure.
Yes, because I'll call them in between.
Okay. Under closed?
Under closed, yeah. We received a letter from Green Acres that there are some encroachments on our Green Acres properties. I'm familiar with Jessica Patterson, who's the Monmouth County Steward, to deal with her in other towns. So I'll get some more information, and then we'll talk about it in the executive next time to come.
Sounds good.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Second.
Second? Oh, so who said second?
Second.
I'm good at that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:30.